seeing a good bit of precipitation. We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 7 inches on the ground. Should get another inch or so of sleet and then maybe a little bit of freezing rain. So we've been dealing with some minor accidents and really just some calls for service. But overall, thankfully, call volume has been pretty low today for us.
In the county, does it seem most people are heeding the warning to stay home today and just not be out and about?
Yeah, it looks like it. We've seen pretty light traffic, but like to encourage people, once the precip stops tonight and then tomorrow, it may look nice, but encourage people to stay home if they can as well tomorrow.
You know, I know one part of what you guys do is to try to get the roads open again and try to get the plows through there and that sort of thing. Has it been more difficult with all this sleet that we're seeing? We've just been talking about people with four-wheel drive having a hard time. We had a guy in a Hummer telling us that he can't make it through the temperatures, even with four-wheel drive and a big, heavy truck like that. So are your crews, how are they making it through, and what are they seeing?
Yeah, so in Virginia, VDOT takes care of the roads, but in conversations with them, they've been clearing snow, but then they're finding the sleet is kind of refreezing, so they're dealing with a lot of refreeze. They're dealing with interstates and primary and major secondary roads at this point. We have not got into the neighborhoods or anything like that.
You know, and what should residents be doing this afternoon and evening to stay safe and also help you guys out?
One, again, if they're going to go out and clear snow, is to take your time. If you've gotten your site clear, you have neighbors or friends around that may be unable, helping out others to clear their sites. Really trying to get as much cleaned out as you can before it kind of starts to set overnight and really become a block of ice.
You know, and as you coordinate the response here, and I'm sure you don't just work as Fairfax County, you work as a state, as you said, and everything else. How much reaching out have you had to do during this storm? Has it been manageable from a county level, or have you found yourself in the different areas you cover calling in more help?
County-wise, we've been doing really well. We've had some mutual aid calls to a couple other jurisdictions around us. As far as, coordination, we've been on calls with both the region and the state as early as Tuesday this week, just kind of working through the process. So there's been a lot of regional and statewide coordination on this one. And then obviously our normal response that we deal with.
Finally, what's your biggest concern heading into the week? We have not worried. We've heard there's no melting coming anytime soon with this thing, and we're going to see temperatures continue to be just very frigid. What are your biggest concerns as we go through the week here?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the biggest one is, with this amount of precip, it's going to freeze overnight. It's going to get harder. And then we're going to see temperatures really drop. So we're going to deal with, some water line breaks and things like that. Also, obviously, anything that may, as far as power outages or things like that, could really become problematic for us.